Obviously, you know, you're happy, Ryan. You want to get more points on the board. I think we spoke, nearly everybody was in the room the last day as well. You know, you're trying to develop a bit of depth. You're trying to develop younger players. We got one of those younger players in today from the start. And then obviously you're working on things with a view to the championship. So from that point of view, a good day's work. I think the first half in particular, we would be very happy with a lot of it, you know. We asked a good few questions off them, you know. Our build-up was really good. Our established attack was really good. You know, we were good on our kickouts. Second half dropped off again. Same conversation really that we had the weekend of the Kerry match, you know. Our numbers were down in the second half on our own kickout. Mayo seemed to get it away a lot easier. We became a wee bit sloppier on the ball. You know, didn't secure the ball quickly enough at times. Trying hand passes probably that weren't on, and a couple of them went to feet and everything. So some of the same things are there that we need to kind of address and tidy up. But the flip side of that is, you know, you're playing a team that's very strong, very powerful, very aggressive in the way they want to step to you. And they, in the main, they met that challenge really, really well. And obviously a lot of good performances, particularly up front, and points on the board gives us a wee bit more flexibility now to look at other things.
Yeah, Nick, you were aggressive in that first half. I think Jason McGee had two turnovers after 2 minutes. Brendan McCall was really strong at full back, and that helped you kind of establish that lead.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think everybody, to be fair to them, like everybody really stepped and everybody was on it, you know, and their mental intensity was good. They moved the ball quickly. They didn't take any risks, but they asked questions. And so, yeah, listen, we'd be happy with a hell of a lot of it in the first half. And they showed a lot of desire as well. You know, as I say, Mayo are one of the biggest and the most physical teams in the country. And it's always a battle. Like it's either a battle on the ground in terms of trying to stay with them, but it's a battle in the air as well, and all of that was very, very well contested in the first half.
Yeah, you gave a start to Conor McCall. Like he's still doing his leaving cert, I think.
Yeah.
You know, at what stage did you think he was going to be ready to play this year and today?
I suppose, listen, it's like anything, you're watching him every night. He's been very good in training. He's very, very honest. Very honest. You know, his numbers are very, very strong every night in training. He works really, really hard. I think the big thing with him is, you know, that it's a massive step up, and we know what he can do at underage football, you know. And so the big thing for him today, and I spoke to him about it last night for a couple of minutes on the phone, was just to be himself, just to be himself and go in and just play and not try to prove to be anything, just go in and play and be natural and relaxed, you know, and try and kick scores if the opportunity comes. And he did that very well. He did that really, really well. So we're delighted for him, you know. I think it helped as well. You know, he had five kind of season campaigners around him. He wasn't being dropped in with two or three others. And they got around him and worked with him and talked him through the game. And that made a difference as well. So it's great. It's a really positive debut for him, making his debut at this level. And hopefully now he can keep ticking on as the season goes on for us.
Jim, there was periods in the first half, particularly in the opening 20 minutes, where Mayo were pushing, you know, high up the pitch. And you must be so pleased. There was movements, there was passes that took a number of their players out of the equation and then got your run again forward. That must be very pleasing.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, your heart's in your mouth most of the time, to be honest with you, because they're so strong and so aggressive and they're stepping so hard. But they definitely, the boys they were sharp and they made good decisions. They made sure that nobody got isolated. They supported each other. They timed their runs, you know. So yeah, definitely. One of those moments don't work out. Well, the next build up is much more complicated. So we were able to start well and keep that going. I think that was an important part of it. And as I say, Mayo, you know, they're right up there with the top teams in the country at asking that question. So we knew that coming in, to be fair. We knew that coming in, and we had a 2 week break coming into the game. So we probably did plenty of work on the training pitch as well to try and get them ready for that. But at the same time, you're never ready till you're out there, you know, and they dealt with them well.
And I suppose a follow on that, 3 games in, 3 games unbeaten. How pleased are you where you're at this stage of the year?
We're happy. Like, we're happy with where we're at. Like, you know, obviously we've got the points on the board, and as I said earlier, it gives us flexibility. But we've a lot of tidying up to do as well. And at the end of the day, you know, it's very, very early in the season, and so we're also conscious of the fact that Down are winning every week as well, and that's our opponents in the championship. You know, so all of this is for that game. All of this is to get ready for that match and try and be in the best place possible with the most depth available for that game, and so, you know, the next four games we'll try to continue to do the same thing.
Does the small little tweak in the calendar with that extra week around the league final, does that change your mindset coming forward for the next while now?
I know our mindset's exactly the same, you know, at the start of the season as it is now. Those three things that we were looking to do, you know, points on the board, develop young players and develop depth in the squad, that's what the next four games are about as well. And if we win games, we win games. But we're very, very close, if not there, in terms of safety now. So we just want to keep doing the same things, you know, hopefully look at other players, hopefully look at other tactical things between now and the end of the league. It's a great opportunity to road test different things. And obviously now we're in a better position to do that because there's less risk involved. And as I say, just get ready for the championship.
Jim, last year your schedule obviously didn't suit in terms of getting to a league final. This year it's a different position. So are you now 6 points on the board, looking upwards and looking towards a league final?
I could refer to the last question on that one probably. Without repeating myself, you know, I think it's just that. Like, we know where we are, and we know what we want to try and do, and we know sort of who we want to have a look at over the next couple of games, and just keep working through that, you know. And if that takes us there, it takes us there. You know, it's not a negative because we have time out the back, you know, because there's an extra week, and plus the fact we have an extra week as well, in terms of we're out last in Ulster. So that's not a negative if we end up there. We're just going to keep working and building to try and get everybody ready for the championship. That's the ultimate goal.
Armagh next weekend, Jim?
Pardon?
Away to Armagh next
yes.
weekend, so that's obviously a nice rivalry between the two teams.
Yeah, big time, yeah, and you're not going to get anything easy up there, that's for sure. And I don't know how many games we've played now in the last number of years, but there's always been a point or a draw, you know, so that's what we'll be planning for during the week, I'm sure. That's what we'll be expecting, and hopefully we can bring a good level, you know. Going away from home, like, that's the other thing about today. You have to win your home games, that's the reality. Like, you know, we only have three this year, so you need to be targeting those home games, and that's what we've tried to do, and now we've got the 6 points on the board. So Armagh, I'm not sure what the results were today, but Armagh will be, they'll be looking to do the same.
Yeah, they lost. So they lost today. They're only on 2 points, so they're scrambling for points, really.
Yeah, so that's going to be, that's going to add an extra dimension to that game for sure, yeah.
Jim, Darrell Boyle missed out today. Where? How many weeks?
He's picked up a hand injury, so he's probably going to be 3 or 4 weeks. Listen, it's not the end of the world in the sense that he's had a really good start to the campaign, a really positive start to the campaign. It's not going to restrict him from a conditioning point of view and a running point of view. I know he would want to be out there today again, but ultimately, if we get him back in a couple of weeks, hopefully he'll come back fresher. And I spoke to him about that, you know, and last year, even the year before, he played an awful lot of football in the league. So he was in a good spot. We need to get him back to that spot, and hopefully at the end of the league he'll be nice and fresh coming into the championship.
Was Kieran Gallagher injured as well?
Kieran Gallagher as well. The pitches are really, really poor at the minute, and really, really soft, and we're getting soft tissue injuries. You know, we've picked up a couple of soft tissue injuries in the warm-up. You know, because injuries, you know, because the ground is so soft and stuff, and there's every manager's got that problem at the moment. We're, you know, trying to look for solutions and trying to, you know, get out on the pitch on the right nights and stuff. It's very, very difficult at the moment, you know, to have a decent surface. So I think that's playing into the fact that we're picking up niggles here and there, you know.
How do you find movement between the grounds, Jim? Just Letterkenny, Ballyshannon. Because there's still a bit of uncertainty. Is that right about the Down game where it's going to be played?
Oh, well, maybe I'm creating the uncertainty, Alan, in a way. But like, we're waiting to see. Yeah. We're waiting to see. Like, I think it'll be weather dependent as well. You know, if the weather's good, there's a good spring, and then, you know, there's a coat of grass on it. I think we're just trying to bring it to the end game. You know, before there's a final decision made on it, and hopefully the pitch will be ready. And if it's not ready, it's not ready. We play in Letterkenny, you know. But it's just not to rule it out too early because. You know, there was a coat in the grass on it before Christmas, and so it's really about the weather in the spring, and can they get it to a level that they're happy with, you know.
Is that very important to you? Because I know, like, there's been championship games there since because the 15th, the last time one was here, I think.
Yeah, no, listen, definitely, you know, Valdefe is our home ground. That's where we want to play, you know, and like today, massive crowd again, you know, so it would put people under pressure that way as well, I would imagine, you know, so it makes sense for it to be there, but obviously Valdefe have to be ready for us, you know, so we're just, basically, we're keeping our fingers crossed that there'll be a rainbow there, you know.
And sorry, is there a chance that game could be played outside the country? People are saying it could be moved. Well, that's something you don't want to happen.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. If it's Letterkenny, we'll play the game in Letterkenny.
Yeah. Is there a deadline on that? Like has Ballymafay to be ready for a date?
No, I think the pitch is, you know, they have to be happy that the pitch is good to go, you know. So there'll obviously be a handover at some stage, and it's just the timing of that handover. That's just what we're in a battle with, you know. So we need the weather to improve, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Jim, you put a Finbar Rorty after Ryan O'Donoghue, 20 years of age, outscores their main playmaker. It's quite a progression from last year with the 3 points against Kerry, no issue putting them on
Adonai. No, listen, Colin, we looked at it in the context of it would be a good challenge for him, you know, and I said that to the boys in the auditorium. I says, we'll know a bit more about Ryan O'Donoghue after today, and we'll know a bit more about Finbar as well, you know, because Ryan is a top player, and he's a tough wee nut. You know, he's physical, he's strong, he's doing so much for them, you know, he's in the front line and presses, he's out the back for kickouts, you know, he takes the ball, he kicks twos, he's, you know, he's a playmaker, so we just wanted to have a look at it, you know, we wanted to have a look at it. There's another couple of fellas we want to look at as well before the league's out, and sort of that man-to-man mark and roll, but he definitely did a great job, and he did the same, to be fair, in the club championship. He went to a lot of lads in the club championship and out the field, and was able to outscore them as well. So we spoke about that as well. It's important that he doesn't lose that, because he's in such a flow moment now that you don't want to take that away. And it's definitely something that he's added. You know, he didn't have that initially. Like, you know, he was brilliant defensively, but he's a quick learner, and he's adding the attacking part to his game. And it's not us, and it's not the coaches. He sees what's going on, and he learns quick, and he's adding that into his game. You know, so definitely we don't want to take that away when you're trying to marry that between trying to take a guy out of the game and go the other way. But he's got really good energy, like really really good energy, and he's got the aerobic capacity to do it both ways, and so it was good to see that, and hopefully he can do that for us again somewhere down the line.